Haynes students walking down the hall to their next classes may also walk by a piece of their own family history, side by side with those of classmates and staff. A new Veterans Day memorial displays over 100 school photos of students and staff paired with a photo of their family members in uniform.
So on this hall, we have veterans that are related to the freshman and sophomore classes.
Haynes School Principal Lily Boron says the idea was to create a memorial to connect the wider community to the school, but it also connects students to each other in new ways.
So it's really nice to have it staged so that it's meaningful to the people in close proximity, but it also kind of makes people stop and go, wow, you know, I didn't know this about you.
Boron says when they put the call out initially, the response was overwhelming.
So we thought maybe we'll have 30, you know, we'll see. And we ended up having over 100 veterans represented, and they're still coming in.
There are parents, grandparents, siblings, and staff, some black and white photos from generations past, some new photos of those currently serving today. They represent all branches of the armed forces, U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force, and the photos stretch down elementary and high school hallways and through the entryway.
And so it's more than just a bulletin board. It kind of spreads through the school, and we did that intentionally so we could see just how powerful that is. And we do have a tradition of service to our country, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to honor that.
One of those featured in the high school hallway is recent graduate Odin Jacobson, pictured in army fatigues and camouflage face paint. He enlisted after graduation in 2020 and was recently stationed in Romania. His younger brother and Haynes Jr., Phoenix Jacobson, says he joined the military in hopes of becoming an Army Ranger.
It's pretty cool because, I mean, it's cool to be part of the, the limited group of people that are, that come from the school. And it's like Haynes, where there's not that many people, and so it's like it becomes part of something bigger.
Jacobson and his family visited his brother in Romania this fall. Their mom, Amy Jacobson, says it was short but good to connect as a family.
We got to see him for 4 days. That was great. And now he knows that wherever he's stationed, we might just show up at the gate. So he knows he has our support, and he knows that he can always come home to Alaska.
Haynes vocational shop teacher Darwin Feeks is among those featured on the staff display in the school's entry. He's pictured in uniform next to Haynes school custodian David Colley, who served in the Army, and over a dozen staff and their family members.
It was quite impressive to see all of them up in the school and how many people are really touched by the military in our school. Feel really honored to be represented in that.
Feeks joined the National Guard in 1985 and retired in 2007 to teach full-time.
Most of my time was spent with the Montana Army National Guard. I served lots of different roles and different positions in armor and NBC nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare as a chemical officer, company commander, Company XO.
Feeks says the Veterans Memorial also highlights how military service impacts families, not just the individual. And he hopes it raises awareness about its difficulties and the struggles veterans face when they come home.
And just that they understand the sacrifice that all those people gave. As Chuck Mittman said at the Veterans Dinner, there's a lot of wounds that are visible and a lot of invisible wounds as well in our soldiers who have come back from war areas. So just that people recognize that, and I always wish for everyone to have a little kinder heart.
The Haynes School Veterans Memorial aims to bring past and present together, inspire dialogue, and honor families and their loved ones in the service. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.